Okay, today's Daf Nun Vav. You're on Daf Nun Vav, about 10 lines from the top, where it says Bar Hedya. Bar Hedya, Mefasher Chal Mehava. Bar Hedya was an interpreter of dreams. Interpreter of dreams? Such a thing? Mandi Yav Le Igra, Mefasher Le Lamal Yusa. If you paid him, he gave you a good report, a good interpretation. Mandi Lo Yav Le, if you didn't pay him, Agra, money, Mefasher Le Lagri Yusa, he gave you a bad report.
Very honorable man.
You hear that guy? You such a guy?
Very honorable.
That makes sense.
Abaye Rava Chazu Chelma. Abaye Rava had dreams. Abaye Yavle Zuza. Abaye gave money. Rava Lo Yavle. Rava refused to give him money. Now we're going to start dream number one. Amrilay. They told him, Akarian Bechalman, we had a dream. Both had the same dream. And in the dream, they saw the following, this is what they did dream about Pesukim in the Torah. They dream about the following Pasuk. It says, Sharcha, not the Torah. It's a pasuk in Dvar. Sharcha tavuach le'enecha. The ox will be slaughtered in front of you. It's in the Tochacha. They both had the same dream. They saw the same pasuk. L'rava amalei pasuk iskach. You're going to lose your parnasa. V'lo ahani lach lemechal me'utz v'delibach. You're not going to have any way to get your heart happy. You're going to be in tzaris. Ulabaya Amalei, Rabbi said to him, you know what it means? Marviach iskach, you're going to have so much parnasa. V'lo ahani lach lemechal miched v'dlibecha. You're not even going to be able to eat because you're going to be so happy. Exact opposite. Right? Okay.
So money talks,
basically. What?
So money talks, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the question is, how could the same dream have opposite interpretations? How could that be?
Yeah, I agree. He played to the audience, that's all.
No, it's for different people.
Yeah. What?
It's the same dream.
So there's a bunch of answers. Tosfos Rosh says that Bar Hedya told them the reasons why the dreams were different. The Gemara doesn't tell us why, but he told them why. That's one answer. The Shita Mekubetza says he only told Rava his interpretation, but he didn't tell him what he told Abaya. And he told Abaya, but he didn't tell Abaya what he told Rava. Has it answered the question?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Okay. Another answer Shita Mekubetzis gives is, he told them the same dream, he told them, they both came to him, they're both sitting there, and he told them both the same interpretation. Rava says, how can he give me a bad interpretation, give Abaya a good interpretation? It must be, not because I didn't pay him, it must be, it goes by mazel, it goes by other things, it goes by personality. Other things go into the interpretation, and therefore, he gave him a good one and me a bad one. That's dream number one.
Okay, did he charge for services? Or just?
Yes, and Rava didn't pay.
He didn't pay, so
he's the issue. Banu Banos told it, you're going to have sons and daughters. And then the pasuk continues, you're going to have sons and daughters.
No, it says your sons and daughters will be given to...
And they'll be given to captives. So, Lirava Amale Kishivuse, they'll be captured. Labaya Amale Banach Ubanasecha Nefishi, you're going to have a lot of kids. Umnesavin Benasach La'alma, and they're going to get married, your girls are going to get married to other people. Some, maybe you might not like the Mechutin so much.
People in other lands.
It's as if they got captured. Because they live in, you know, they may be in Aliyah. They're in Israel. You're over here in America, and they're far away in Israel. It's like they got captured, but it's a good thing, right? That's number two. Number three. Akarian banecha ubanasecha nesunim la'am acher. Right? Banecha ubanasecha nesunim la'am. Your chunch and doors will be given to another land. Hear this one. La baya amalei banecha ubanasecha nefishin. You're going to have a lot of chunch and daughters. Ata marta lekruvasech. You're going to want your kids to marry your family, your relatives, and your chevra. Vihi and your wife, Amra Likreva. She's going to want that they should marry her friends and her relatives. And Vakafalach, you're going to give in to her. You let her find. Vihav Lahon Likreva, Dahavi Kamacher. And her relatives like another people. That's what it means. Lirava Amalei, Rava said, the Bitsu Shechiva, your wife's going to die. Your wife's going to die. And then your kids are going to be raised by another woman, because they're going to get remarried. What does that mean? It means a stepmother, right? Another land, another person, another nation is like a stepmother. She's not one of you. She's another person, and that's what it means. Okay, so it's very interesting.
You reverse the unit, right?
Yeah, the first two, Rava got the answer first, and then the third one, and from now on, Abaya goes first. So what article says, Lane? So the answer is because Barhead is thinking to himself, why didn't Rava pay me? It must be he forgot to pay me. So, you know, I'll tell him first. Not such good interpretation. It's like, you know, wake him up a little bit. Like, hey, they forgot to pay me. He saw after two times that Rava wasn't paying. So why should I bother with this guy? Abaya paid me. I'll give Abaya a go first. I didn't make this shot up. The Ben Yehuda says this. Abaya's paying me. He'll let him go first. His dreams are good anyway. And then I'll tell Rava what he doesn't want to hear. So it's best I can tell you. Okay, number four.
Just getting back to my question before. Is it like the gazelle or to pay your employees the same day? Why wasn't he paying? I charge you. Like, what's the point?
We're going to get to it.
Well, who says that he wants it? Maybe, why do you, maybe, it, maybe charged, it was voluntary. And if you didn't pay, you didn't get a good one, but it was voluntary. Like when you go to a mukubal.
Now, with me, the killer makes a less sense here.
It makes no sense. It's a very difficult story.
Not only that, he's foretelling something is going to happen. So you don't change if a person is going to die depending on you pay or not.
Ah, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
And did it all happen, by the way?
Yes, apparently it did. Akram Bechelman, number four. Again, when it says, I saw a pasuk in my dreams about pasukim. The pasuk said, Lech echol b'simcha lachmacha. Go eat your bread in happiness. Abaya Allah, Abaya Amalei, Marviach, Itzkach, you're going to be very, a lot of parnasa, v'achalta, v'shasisa, v'karisa, p'suka, b'chud v'libach. You're going to read this pasuk out of happiness. L'rava Amalei, pasit Itzkach, you're going to lose your money, and tavachta, you're going to shecht, v'lo'achalta, you're not going to eat, v'shasisa, or drink, v'karisa, l'pachuche, pachtach, and you're going to be all upset about, you're going to bemoan the fact that you can't say this pasuk in happiness. Number five, Akarian Zera, Akarian, the following pasuk, Zera Rav Totsi Asada. A lot of planting in the field. La bayamalei mereshe, the beginning of the pasuk, which says zera rav totzi aretz. La rav amalei misefe. Rava, he said the second half of the pasuk, which says that umaat taasef kiachlima arbe. You're not going to have anything to harvest because the locust is going to eat it all. Next, akarian zesim yiyah lecha b'chol gvulecha. All the aisles are going to be in your boundaries. La bayamalei mereshe. La rav amalei misefe. The ratio of Yegid of a lot of grapes, and the sefer olives, and the sefer was v'shemun lo sozuch ki yishal zeisecha. Nothing's going to grow. That's the end of the pasuk. Next, Akarian. Ro'u kol ami ha'aretz. The whole land, everyone's going to see you. La baya amalei nafik la shema. The ratio sifta havei ameschcha nafchal de ba'alma. You're going to become the Rosh Hashiva, and everyone's going to have respect for you. The Rav amalei no bedaina malka itbach. The safe of the king is going to be broken into. The umafasasta ganavi v'daini kol uli alma kalvachomer minach, and they're going to make a kalvachomer from you. You're going to be the number one suspect, Rava. You're going to be the number one suspect breaking into the safe of the king, right? Lamachat, sure enough, the next day itbar b'daina demalka, the king of the safe of the king got broken into. Vasu v'tafshi lei l'Rava, and they went ahead and attacked. They arrested Rava, right? Okay. Bubbles most wanted, right.
I didn't know that happens right back.
I think
then.
Our head is broken to safe.
So you have another, so they try to explain that. Why did Rava keep on going back? Why did he keep on going back? One bad news after another. So right, why did he keep on? So the answer, there's no answer to this. The Kedusha Ubracha says some Achron says that Rava didn't happen right away. And Rava thought, yeah, you know, yeah, in 20 years, I'm waiting for a good one. You know, people always have that attitude. Right. Okay. It's best I can tell you. Amalei, chazan chasa al pum doni. We saw chasas like lettuce on the barrel, on the head, on the top of the barrel. Each one said, we saw the same thing in our dream. We had a barrel, and on the barrel was lettuce. La bay amalei, if iskach kechasa. Your parnas is going to be as cheap or as easy as vet lettuce. Rav Amalei, marer is gachi chasa. It's going to be bitter like lettuce, right? You can use marer chasa. It's going to be bitter like that. Amrile, next one. Chazan bisra al pumdani. We saw meat on the top of a barrel. La bay amale, basim chamrach. Your meat's going to be so good. V'asi kuli alma lemezabe in bisra v'chamra minach. And everyone's going to buy meat and wine from you, Abaya. L'rava amale, takif chamrach. Your wine's going to spoil. V'asi kuli alma lemezabe in bisra lemechal bay. And everyone's going to want to come buy meat to get take the sting out of the spoiled wine. Amrile, chazan chavisa, next one. Chazan chavisa, the tali bedikla. We saw a barrel hanging from a tree. We each saw the same thing. La bay amale, midale, iskach, kedikla. Your parnassus is going to be easy like a... What is this? Yeah. Your parnassus will be like things hanging from a tree. Like you just, you know, like you go outside and get the money tree. Exactly like that. Right? La rava amale chali iskach kitamri. Your parnassus is going to be bad like a tamar, which is a date, which I guess was take a long time to grow. Not such good thing. Next. Amrule chazan rimona. We saw a pomegranate. De kedachi apoam dani. That was sitting on top of a barrel. La baya amale ashik iskach kirimona. You're gonna have such good fortune, like a pomegranate so full of seeds. La rava amale. Ravi told him koi iskach kirimona. Your wine, your merchandise, your wine will be hated. Right? No. It'll be like sour, like a rimon, which is a very tart, very, you know, okay.
I'm not going to
flip. Yeah.
That's an annoying question.
Yeah.
They both came together and yeah. They both saw what was going
yeah.
on. Rav was not
yeah.
a dummy.
Yeah, really but I said I don't know. You asked me that already.
Oh, why
would you? I don't know. Why you keep on going back?
No, why you just, hey, have you seen that?
Yeah, because he didn't know that was
happening. No, what did he know?
He didn't know. He didn't know that he had
the money. He didn't have the money, and that's why he stole from the treasury.
Amale, he didn't do that. Chazan chavisa, we saw a barrel, denafan labira, that fell down into a pit, into a well. La bay amale, mitboy iskach, kidam anafal pisa, bibira, falawashkach, laoshtakech. Your parnas is going to be so good, like a piece of bread that falls into the barrel, into the pit, nobody goes after it, nobody cares. It's going to be so flowing. Rava amale, pasar iskach, your parnas is going to be lost, vishadile labira, like it fell into a pit.
You're going to be so, back to this guy.
Yeah. Amale, chazinan ba chamra, we saw a donkey, the kai is done, that was going on its head?
No, it was standing near our heads.
It was standing near our heads, the nowhere, and it was braying. La bay amale, malka, havis, you're going to become the king, the kai amora alach, and that's what they're going to talk about you. Larava amale, listen to this, petach amor nor mitfilach, in your tefillin, the petach hamor is missing. Your tefillin are no good. What do you mean? I just checked my tefillin. It's not true. It's there. The parsha's there. Amalei told him, vav de petach hamor, the vav of petach hamor, vaday goit mitfilach. It's for sure missing from your tefillin. Okay?
So why didn't check?
I guess he didn't have a good check. I don't know.
Didn't want to check.
Lusov, after a while, this was 13 dreams. Okay? Lesof, after a while, Azar Rav went Lechude by himself, Legabe. He went by himself. Without a bayah. He went by himself. Amalei said, Chazoi Dasha, I saw a door, Brisa, the outside door, Nafa was falling down, my house. That's my dream. So Amalei told him, Ishtecha Shikhla, your wife is going to die. Amalei, he told him, Chazoi Kachi Vishani, what does this mean? What did I write here? Oh, the teeth, different kinds of teeth, denosa, they came out. Amalei, banecha ubanasecha shechavan. Your children are going to die. Number three. Amalei, chazoi tarti yoni deparchan. I saw two doves flying away. Amalei, trei nashi megareshet. You're going to divorce your two wives. Number four. Amalei, chazoi trei gar glidi delifta. I saw turnips, two turnip heads. Amalei, train kulfi levath, which means you're going to get two snacks, two patches. Right?
Why did he keep going back to this guy?
Azar Rav Ahu Yama, Rav went that day, v'yasev bei midrasha kuli yama. He was in the base of Medrash the whole day. Sitting and learning. Ishka, he found, hanu trei sagi nori, two blind people, they got two blind people got into a fight in shul. Okay? two blind people got into a fight in Shul. No one has a kasha with that story. Two blind people got into a fight in Shul. Right? It could happen. No one has a kasha about that. Anyway, Azal Rava, Leperkune, what? Rava went to go break up the fight. So, Umachuhu Lerava, Trey Dalu.
Two blows.
Dalu Lechuve Achriti. The guy went to give him a third one. Third blow. Amar, he said, Mistai, enough. Trey and Chazoy. Only two patches I was supposed to get in the dream. Not a third one. Okay? Lisof. At the end, Asa Rava, Rava came, Fiyav Le Agra, and he paid him. Amale, he tells him like this, Chazoy Ashisa, I saw a wall, Dinafal, that fell down. Amale, Nechasim below Mitzarim Kanisa. You're going to have Nechasim without boundaries. Like the wall came down, out boundaries Nechasim. Amale, he told him, Chazoy Apadna Dabaya, I saw Abaya's house. Apadna really means a palace. I saw Abaya's palace. The Nafal, it fell down. The Kisui Navke, and the dust was swirling around. So Amale, you know what he said? Abaya Shach, Abaya's going to die. And you're going to Yarshan, you're going to become the Rosh Hashiva. That's what it means, right? That's what the dream means. Amale, number three. Chazoy Apadna Didi, I saw my own house. The Nafal, the Asli, Kulyama, Shakal, Livinise. And everyone's going to come and take a brick after a brick. My house collapsed, and everyone's going to come take bricks. What does that dream mean? Amalei told him, Shmaiticha Medaru and Ba'alma. Your Torah is going to be spread out the whole world. Amalei, he said, Chazoy de'ivka reishay. I saw my brain was open. V'nasar mekuri. My head was split open. V'nasar mekuri. And my brain was flowing out. So Amalei, Udra mibay sadya nafik. A feather from your pillow came out. Go back to check your pillow. Go count your feathers in the pillow. You know, in Chelm, they had a feather pillow counter. You know that. That was a job.
It was a job.
In Chelm, they had such a thing. The feather pillow counter. So go count your feathers in your pillow, because one of them is missing. Amale told him, Akrayon, I saw the Halalu Mitzroy Bechelma. I saw Halel in my dream. Halel Mitzroy means the Halel. Amale, Nisa Mitzrachel, she can have a miracle done for you. Amale Ka'azel Bahadei Da'arba. He said, Rabbi said, I'm taking a trip on a boat. I'm going to go on a boat somewhere. Omar, Bahadi Gavra, Barhedi, they were going on the same boat. They both booked passage to the same Titanic. Yeah? So Omar Bahadi Gavra, he says, wait a minute. This guy's going to have a miracle done for him. I'm not going to have a miracle done for me. So he's going to survive the Titanic. And I'm going to die. Right? Bisrachis needs Le Nisa. He's going to have a miracle done for him, Rava. Lama Li Bahadi Dika, no, what am I doing on the same boat with him? That's suicidal. That's nuts. Nafal Sifra Mine, he had his sefer. Ashkeche Rava. Rava found it. This was his book of all his magic, right? V'chazida Kasev Bey, it said in there, Kol HaCholomos Holchen Achar HaPeh. Every dream goes after the interpretation. Omar. So, before we go further, what does that mean? What does that mean? So is that what it means? Hashem is bound by the interpretation?
Says the Rashba,
this is something that we don't understand. He calls it a davar siguli. It's a sigula that we don't understand. That, yes, we don't understand why. It's like Ayin Hara. Hashem's bound by your Ayin Hara. Someone's this and this and this and Ayin Hara. So we all believe in that on some level, whatever it means. Hashem's down by that?
So this
is the same thing? It's the same thing? Something we just don't understand.
So the
Rashba's a Rishon, the Rashba said that. Holy man said that.
The dreams that Yosef had when he was young, yeah, and his brothers interpreted it, it came true because they interpreted it that way.
So you confirm what we're saying?
Well, no, that's my question.
It's a question? Yeah, ask me a question.
Sorry?
What's the question?
Is that why?
Oh, is that why that? I don't know.
So you're paying and not paying influences the interpretation.
Whatever the interpretation is, whatever why he interprets it like this, he doesn't like you, he likes you, you pay him, you didn't pay him, that interprets it. It's a davar siguli, and we can't understand it. Others say that's crazy.
Yeah.
Whether or not a dream has no bearing on how Hashem behaves. and you can't play around with Hashem based on dreams you have. That's ridiculous. It's crazy. And that's not true. And rather,
it's based on what you thought about that day.
No. What?
Yeah, it's based on what you thought about that day, but also it says that however it's interpreted is typically how it's going to come true, right?
Correct. So, by the way, Rava didn't know this. Rava opens up his private book, and what does he read? Hakol Holchan Achar Peh. Didn't Rava know that?
No, maybe there was a machlokes.
So some answer, Rava knew that. But Rava said to himself, how could it be that I come with Abaya? We have the exact same dream, and I have it bad, and he has it good. How could that be? Hey, tell me somebody has some weird dream. Okay, you can do what you want with it. How could it be the same dream? How could that be? Rava needed 13, 15, 20 times to go to get that message across, right? Till he realizes the whole thing is a scam. That's the answer. It's a scam.
Why are you talking about this?
What kind of book does he have? Interpreting dreams made
I don't know.
Made easy? Like the first rule is...
Maybe he wrote down everybody's dreams. Who knows what he wrote down in the book? That gave you the part that was important.
No, but what do you call that's a known thing. Why does he have to write that down?
He was
going to
give it to his kids.
Anyway. The question is why he keeps coming back to the same guy.
Is the most reasonable.
Anyway.
To the most unreasonable.
Correct. Anyway, Omar, he said, Russia. You tortured me, says Rava. I forgive you on all of it, except the Rav Chista's daughter, who's my wife. He's going to die. I don't forgive you about that one. And also the kids. He didn't say that, but he means the kids too. I forgive you everything else. All my parents, I don't care. My family should die. I don't forgive you for that. Yehi Rava, Yehi Ratzon, Delimsar Hu Gavra, Lidei Malchusa, Delo Rachmi Aleha. You should be caught by the government and they won't have any Rachmanis on you. Omar, my of it, what I do, Gemiri, to kill us Chacham, Afilu Bechinam, Hiba. Oh my goodness. Even a chacham, when he says something, even if you didn't mean it that, like that, it comes true, right? Again, why does it come true? Right?
Sadly.
Says the Be'er Sheva, we don't know why this is true. Why, Hashem's going to be listening to the words of a tzaddik? What is it, magic? The tzaddik, Rava said, oh Hashem, I have to listen to Rava now. Is that how life works?
I don't know. If a tzaddik davens for you, we say we believe that he listens, so why when a tzaddik says something bad, do you believe?
Because you're going against, because okay, so the Tzaddik has the power to change Hashem's plan.
Evidently, yeah.
Okay,
so
you sound like it's magic. You go to a Tzaddik and you get what you want. It's not what it's about. The Kolshki and Rava, for sure, Rava the Badina Kalayit, because he's right. He cursed me. He's right, right. So Amar Eki Va'Agli, I got to get out of here. Got to go to Golis. Go to Golis, right? You go to some place where you're not comfortable, it's a little bit of a kapara. Come, the Goli, Libay Rome. He went to Rome. Azal Yosef Apischa Deresh Terzina, the Malka. He was by the king's, I don't know, some office of the king.
Treasury.
Resh Terzina Chazichalma. The treasurer had a dream. Amalecha Zaychalma, the Ail Machte Betzbosai. A needle was in my finger. A needle pricked my finger. I had a dream like that. Amalecha Havli Zuzi. I said, give me money, I'll tell you what it means. Wouldn't give him. So Lo Amalei Vlomidi wouldn't answer him. Amalei said, Chazoi Dinafal Takla Kitrain. What is this? Two etzposai. Two worms went into my fingers. Amalei, that's my dream I had. Amalei Havli Zuzi, give me money. Vloyavlei Vlo Amalei. Wouldn't give him, so he wouldn't interpret the dream for him. Amalei Chazoi Dinafal Tikla Bechuli Yada. A worm ate my whole hand. Amalei Nafal Tikla Bechuli Shirai. And the worm ruined all the silk. Shana Be Malka, the king heard about this, Vatsuri Luresh Terzina, and he called over the treasurer, Ka Kadli, wanted to kill him. Amalei, I'm not, you want to kill? Why do you want to kill me? Aisu Leila, Dahu Yada, Dula Omar, bring the, because I guess he thought it was a slight on the kingdom, that the silk is going to be, so he said, bring the guy who won't interpret the dream, he's the one you should kill. Aisu Leila, the rubber head, Amalei, Amtu Zuza Didach, Harbu Shirai, De Malka. Right? Amtu Zuze Didach Harbu. Because you don't want to give, because of a few dollars, you're going to get killed. Kesifu Train Arze Bechevle, they put his two posts with rope. Asar chad kari lechad arza v'chad kari lechad arza. They tied one to one side, one to the other side of his body. V'shari lechal ba'ad v'tzalek v'eshe. And they pulled until he died. Asar kol chad v'chad v'kam aduchte v'tzalek v'nafal betrain. And he died. Okay.
He was ripped in two.
Yeah.
And what? He was ripped in two. Yeah, he was ripped in two.
One leg to one tree,
and then
the trees fall down.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it rated G.
So
why
start now?
That's the whole story. Reisi, I saw shnei lechai shenashu, two cheeks that fell out.
Wait, but so the most difficult thing here is that this guy was chayav misa. That means he was responsible for the misa of those other people. If it happened.
But what kind of misa is this?
If it happened.
What do you mean?
It's a difficult story. It's a difficult story, however you want to slice it. It's probably all four.
Huh?
It's probably all four.
How?
It just probably is. I don't know. If I had an answer to all these questions, I would have given it to you. But I just don't have an answer.
What kind of guy was he considered by anyone? Good guy?
I don't think so.
Not much. What is worth? The one that already dot him?
Yeah.
Is that someone who says they don't know should be praised?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I didn't spend 10 hours looking for answers. And I looked in here, didn't find nothing here. Anyway, so he told him his dream was that his cheeks fell out. Amar shnei gedude romi yatsu alecha ra v'mesu. Two troops of Romans are going to ask you for advice and then they're going to die. Amalei bar kapara l'rebi. My nose came off. You're not going to be angry anymore. My two arms came off. You're not going to need your handiwork. Your feet came off. If you're going to go on a horse, I saw the dream. The Amri Li told me, you're going to die in Adar. You're not going to see Nisan. That was my dream. So Amalei told him, it means like this, Be'udrisa, that's Adar, means glory, Misas is going to die from you, Vo'as is L'day Nisayon, and you're not going to have any Nisyonos, right? And it means you're not going to have any Nisyonos right before you die. He brings down that many people, the last few days of their life, they really don't do any mitzvahs, they're throwing the towel. It shouldn't happen to you. Amalei, Utsuduki, Rabbi Shmuel. A tzaduki said to Rabbi Shmuel, okay? Everything in the story here with the tzaduki, everything he says, the tzaduki was over. He was over every single one of these, and these are all hidden messages that the tzaduki was a real Rasha. Re'isi shani mashke shemen l'zeithim. I was watering oil, I was watering shemen for the zeithim.
Into olive.
Amalei balimo, you had relations with your mother. That's what it means. Amalei chazay dekatif le kuchba. You grabbed a star. That was my dream. Amalei bar Yisrael ganafta. You stole a Jew. You kidnapped. Amalei said chazay de balasi le kuchba. I wore out a star. Amalei bar Yisrael ganafta. You sold a Jew. V'yachal de ledmei. He took and ate, used up the money. Amalei said chazay einei denashkan adadi. My eyes are rubbing against each other. Amalei bala chosi. You had a relation with your sister. Amalei chazoy denashki sierra. I kissed the moon. That was a dream I had. I kissed the moon. Amalei told him bal eshet Yisrael. He had a relation with a Jewish woman. Amalei chazoy de kricha betuna daasa. I was walking in the shade of a tree, of an asa tree. Amalei bal namarasa. You had a relation with the namarasa. Amalei told him chazoy tuna de malai v'hu mitutoi. The shadow was on top and the tree was on the bottom. Amalei told him, Mishkevecha hafuch, your bed was upside down. You had an unnatural relation with somebody. Amalei chazoi urve, I saw ravens, tahadari le purye, they were circling my bed. Amar, he told him, Lamalei ishtecha zinsa me'anashim harbe. Your wife had an affair with many men. Amalei chazoi yoni tahadre le purye. I saw birds, yonas, flying away from my bed. Amalei nashim harbe chatemesa. You many women. Amalei chazoi dinaka tre yoni uparchan. I took two doves and I set them free. Amalei charti nashi nasbis bupatru nisan below get. You're going to marry two women and you're going to get rid of them without even a get. Amalei chazoi dekalif naboy. I was peeling an egg. Amalei shechavi ka mishlachas. What does that mean?
You
took corpses. You took the clothing off of corpses. So Amalei kuli asninu bar be bar meha delesa. Every single thing you said, I did, except I didn't do that. I didn't take clothes off corpses. While they were talking, a woman walks in, and she says, "Hi, Glima de Mechasi, the guy from Ploni who demits Vashlach Yitzay. You had a shirt you're wearing with my husband. You took it off him when he was in the grave. You hear? Amalei Chazoy de Amrilei Shavat La Chavuch Nichsei be Kaputkia. He said, "I saw in a dream that my father's possessions were in Kaputkia." So Amalei. Right, in Kaputkia. Only it's left in the Chassid be Kaputkia. Your father had stuff in Kaputkia, like another end of the world. Amalei lo, enough now. Ozel avuch the Kaputkia. Did your father ever go there? Amalei lo, no, he never went there. Imkain kapa kishura deka asara. It's the 10th beam in your roof. That's what it's alluding to. Kaputkia is a abbreviation of the 10th beam in your roof. Zil chazik kapa deresh asara. Shumalei Zuzi. Go to the 10th beam, and go break it open, and you'll find the money. Until he went, Ashkach Shumalei Zuzi. It was full of money.
That was his reward for doing all these horrible things?
Amr Rabbi Chanina. Okay, now, that's it. That's the end of the story. Amr Rabbi Chanina. Haro be'er b'chalom. If you see a well in your dream, roe shalom. You'll see peace. Shinemar, v'yach pru avde Yitzchak. B'nachal v'matzu sham b'er ma'im chayim. Rabbi Nelson Omer, matzah Torah. You'll find Torah. Shinemar, ki matzasi Motze Chaim, Uksiv Hacha Be'er Mayim Chaim, Rav Amar Chaim Mamish. It means Mamish Chaim. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Shalosh Shlomos Hain. There are three things that bring peace. Nahar, a river, Tzipar, a bird, and Kedera, a pot. Nahar, Dixiv, Hinini Note, Eleha, Kinar Shalom. Tzipar, Dixiv, Kitzipar, Office, Kedog, and Hashem, Tzivakos. And Kedera, Dixiv, Hashem, Tashpos, Shalom, Lanu. Amar Rabbi Chanina, we're talking about a pot that doesn't have any food in it. Uparshu kasher basir ukibasar besoch kalachas. And when it's cooking on the fire. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi haro nahar bechalom. Someone sees a nahar in a dream, yashkim, he's gonna get yashkim. He should wake up for yomar and say the following pasuk. Hinani note eleha kinahar shalom kodem shekidmu pasuk acher. Before another pasuk comes into your head, which is kiyavon kinahar tzar. All these now. Think of the good pasuk before the bad pasuk. So it should be good. It should be interpreted for good. Before interpreted for bad. I tell you, every week, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky puts out a parsha sheet, and there are questions that people ask him. This week, someone asked him the following question. I had a dream, and in my dream I saw a turkey. And a turkey is called a tarnagel hodu. So I saw in my dream a tarnagel hodu. What does it mean? And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky told him, you don't have enough kavana when you daven hodu.
You're a turkey by
that's what I can tell you. Do you want a halacha ma'isa like a modern day? That's what happened this week. It's in this week's parsha sheet in parsha's Truma from Chaim Kanievsky. Haro a tzipor b'chalom. If someone sees a tzipor in a dream, yashkin v'yomar ki tziporim afos kein yogin. That's a good pasuk. Kodem sheyekdem pasuk acher ki tzipor no deres min kana. Haro a kedera b'chalom. Someone sees a kedera a pot. Yashkin v'yomar Hashem tafsos. Shalom lanu kadam sheik tivin a pasuk acher sofis tazir sifos, which is a bad pasuk. Harora anavim bechalom. Someone sees grapes in a dream. Yashkim v'yomar kanavim b'midbar kadam sheik tivin a pasuk acher anavemu in ve'rosh, which is a bad thing about wine, about grapes. Harora har bechalom. Someone sees a mountain in a dream. Yashkim v'yomar ma navu al harahorim ragle mibasar kadam sheik tivin a pasuk acher alharim esar bechi v'nahi. Harora shofar bechalom. I'm trying to think in my life, did I ever once see a chauffeur in a dream of mine? Did I ever once see, anyone ever see a chauffeur? If you ever see such a thing, Yashkin v'yomar, v'hai v'yomahu, yitaka chauffeur gadol, kodem shikana pasach, before the other pasach of taku b'chauffeur gavlis, which is a bad thing about chauffeur. Haroach kelev v'chalom, if someone sees a dog in a dream, Yashkin v'yomar, v'chol b'nei sol yachritz kerev l'shono, that's a good pasach about Yitzhias Mitzrayim, kodem shikdimena pasach acher, v'akalavim azei nefesh. Haroa Ari b'chalom. Someone sees a lion in a dream. Yashkin v'yomer Arye shog mi lo yira. Kodem that's kodem shikana pasuk acher. Allah Arye b'si b'chol. Fine. Haroa gacheles b'chalom. Someone sees a coal. That's a dream about a barbecue. Let's say. Yashkev Yomar. Oh, I'm sorry. Shaving. Someone's shaving in his dream. Okay, I'm sorry. Yashkev Yomar Shetzei Ve'galech Ve'chalef Sim Losav, which is by Yosef, where they gave him a shave before they brought him to Paro. Kodesh Shekimena Pasagacher Im Gachalti Ve'sar Mimeni Kochi, which is Be'er. Haroa Be'er Be'chalom. Someone sees a well in a dream. Yashkev Yomar Be'er Mayim Chaim Kodesh Shekimena Pasagacher Be'akir Ke'akir Be'er Mimeha. However, kana b'chalov, someone sees a kana in a dream, which is a reed. Yashkin v'yomer, k'nei ritzot, lo yishavar, kodesh hektimena pasak acher, hine batachta loch al meshanta hakana herotzot. Tana Rabbanan. Haro kana b'chalov, someone sees a kana in a dream, yatzbim l'chachma. You should wait for chachma. Okay? Shenemar, like it says, kana chachma. Kanim, if you have kanim, reed, yatzbe libina. It's even a higher level. Shenamar u'bechal kininecha kona bina. Amar b'zera, kra.
It only works if you dream in Hebrew.
Okay. Kra, a gourd. Kora, hearts of palm. Kora, kira, wax. Tanya, a reed. Kulu mal l'chemla. All good things to have in a dream. Tanya, ein mar deluin. You're not going to see a gourd in a dream. Ella, deluin is a cucumber or something. El lemishahu yari shemayim kachol kocho. Unless he's yari shemayim with all his koach. Sharoe, okay. Haroe shor bechalom. If someone sees an ox in his dream, yashkim v'yomri shetzei b'chor shor hadolo, kodem shaktimeno pasakacher, ki yigach shor is a ish. Tanar banan, chamishin dorem nemer b'shar. Five things said about an ox. Number one, ochel mibisar mitasher. You eat from its meat, you're going to become rich. I don't know why. Goncho havel ibanem shemenachim b'torah. If it gores you, you're gonna have children that are you know really good in Torah. Nashku, if it bites you, you sur and bar and I love, you're gonna get hurt, you're gonna have a sur. Beito, if it bites you, Derech Rechoka and Izamalo. Kicks you, you're gonna have something's gonna come from you from far away. And Rechovo, if you ride on it, Ligadula, you're gonna become great. Ivatanya Rechovo Mace, if you ride on it, you're gonna die. Lokasha, it's not a kasha. Ha Derachiv Hu Torah. Ha Derachiv Torah. Lily day. One is when you're riding on top of the ox, and one is when the ox is riding on top of you. Doesn't mean the ox is riding on you. It means the ox is walking on you, and you're in the grave. The ox is walking on the grave. So it's on top of you. That means you're going to die. However, chamor b'chalom, if someone sees a donkey in his dream, yach, the asra, the kari le shunra, I'm sorry.
The top of Yeshua.
She'll look forward to Yeshua. Shenemar, hine malchach, yavolach, tzedek, v'dosha, hu, oni rochiv ala chamor. That's by a Mashiach. Harava chasol b'chalom. If you see a cat in a dream, so bi'asra dekari le shunra. If they call the cat shunra, nasis le shira na. It's gonna have a good song. Shinra. If they call it shinra, nasilo shinui ra ra. It's gonna be shinui ra. Okay. So, you know, over here it says that on daf nun vavam beis there was. The Maharam in Padua had the image of a cat on his caver. Still to this day. He has an image of a cat on his caver. Which is a weird thing to put on a caver. It's not even a kosher animal. It was on his caver. Maharam Padua. And they asked about it. And they saw in some sefer that it said that his name was Katzenellenbogen. That was the Ram Padua's name. And exactly. And a Lashon Ashkenaz and Lashon Yiddish is cats. And maybe there's some shaykhs to that.
Thought cats was
coincidental. Well, I'm just reading you the story.
In Italy, but they had an English word.
No, it's Yiddish. Yiddish. Cats in Yiddish.
Right, so you put a cat, K-A-C-A-T.
Correct.
Put on the thing.
Correct.
It's English.
Right.
Not Italian.
So they asked Menashe Klein, you could have a cat, a non-kosher animal, on a caver. So he said, well, don't they put lions on the parochas? You ever saw such a thing?
Yeah.
You've all seen that. Maybe not here, but we've all seen that. Don't they do that? Not a kosher animal, a lion. Isn't that a funny thing?
Let's keep the mice away.
Putting a lion on a...
Yeah, but it's regal.
On, what?
It's regality.
Exactly. There's other reasons, even though it's non-kosher. By the way, the safer...
Why can't you put a non-kosher animal on anything?
So, by the way, the Talmud Hakam says, isn't it a strange thing that people call their kids non-kosher animal names? Like Zev and Aryeh and Dove? Non-kosher animals. And the answer is exactly what you said. Because those are strong animals. It was to give the strength to the...
You never gave the brachos.
What?
You never gave the brachos.
Yeah, but there wasn't the names of the kids.
No, I know, but...
He compared them to a Zev. You compared to the Aryeh. So it's me. So that's how they became Jewish names.
The same thing. The simonim of the Shvatim included non-kosher animals.
What?
The simonim of the Shvatim. There was a donkey, there was a lion.
Yeah. So he answered him back exactly this answer. You have a kasha on a cat? What about, he says right here, he told him about it, that yesh tumuna b'tzuras chatul, you have a picture of a cat on a caver, yesh tumuna od, al shem ze'ev, shnosun li'yisrael. Whoever gave the kid a name Zev, people have it. V'chi ha'ze'ev b'chayos tumeos, choshev yosem mechatul, is that any better than a cat? The answer is, there's reasons, right? And the answer is, because of this gemara. That a cat means good things, and therefore it's okay.
If you call it a shunra.
If you call it a shunra, exactly.
You know,
okay.
The safe and clear, the one that has Rambam and Shulchan Aruch in every page,
yeah?
This is the first page is nothing.
Really?
Yes.
What did they have yesterday?
Yes, it was like one little thing.
Did you ask her why she has cats? She quotes you this gemara.
Yeah, right. Haroa Anav Bechalom, Levanos. If you see anavim in a dream, lebenos, levanos, white ones, ben bezmanan, ben shalob bezmanan, yafos. Whether or not it's in season, out of season, that's a good thing. Shechoros, if they're black, bezmanan, if it's in season, yafos, it's good. Shalob bezmanan, ros, it's not as bad. Hero is sus loven, if you see a white horse, bechalom in a dream, ben benachas, ben brodif, whether it's pasture or it's running, yafos, it's a good thing. Adom, if it's a red horse, benachas, yafos, brodif, kasha. Hero yishmol bechalom, if you see yishmol in a dream, not an Arab, the man yishmol, in a dream, tulos and ishmas. Tefillos will be answered. Fadafki Yishmael ben Avram, only him. Avol Taya ba'al molo. That's some random Arab. No. Hayroa gama bechalom. See a camel in a dream. Misa niknas alom ben Hashemayim. Misa was gozer on you. Vehitzilahu mimeno. But you got saved. Amar b'chamar b'rabi chanina. My krav anochi erid imcham b'tayim v'anochi ala gama ola. Fine. Rav Nachman itel gama mehacha. Gam Hashem ha'avir chatasecha lo tamus. Hayroa pinchas bechalom. See pinchas in a dream. Nasa pella nasa lo. You are going to have a lot of wondrous things happen for you. Okay, we will stop here by the elephant. Everyone have a good day. Everyone have a good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow from the bottom line over here. Everyone have a good job.